You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukrainian troops have recaptured from Russian forces several settlements in the Kharkiv region east of the capital, Kiev. He's hailed it as good news while giving little detail.
It is not yet the time to name particular population centres to which the Ukrainian flag is being returned, but it's time to say thank you to the 25th Airborne Brigade, the 92nd Separate Mechanised Brigade, the 80th Separate Air Assault Brigade for their bravery and for the heroism they showed during combat missions.
The president also announced a decision to sanction more than 600 individuals belonging to Russia's ruling elite, and he rebutted Russian allegations that most of the grain Ukraine exports goes to Europe.
A significant part of agricultural products is for the poorest and neediest countries. In particular, the first cargo was delivered to Ethiopia. The route was not easy, first by sea, then by trucks, but there were hundreds of thousands of Ethiopians saved from hunger.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for a review of the United Nations brokered deal that allowed Ukraine's grain exports via the Black Sea to resume. The agreement, up for renewal in November, was designed to help ease global food prices by increasing supplies. However, Mr. Putin says the developing world has been cheated by it, and he wants the terms revised.
It is probably worth thinking about limitations to the direction of grain exports and other foodstuffs along that route. I will definitely consult on this matter with the President of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan. It was the two of us who worked out how Ukrainian grain should be exported.
The United States has accused Russia of interrogating, detaining and forcibly deporting up to 1.6 million Ukrainian civilians to Russian-controlled areas, in a practice the U.S. calls filtration. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says sites in eastern Ukraine and western Russia are being used as filtration centers.
Russian presidential administration officials are providing lists of Ukrainians to be targeted for filtration and receiving reports on the scope and progress of operations. We assess that the Kremlin views filtration operations as crucial to their efforts to annex areas of Ukraine under their control.
The U.S. has demanded Russia halt the practice. Speaking at a United Nations Security Council meeting in New York, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said an investigation was needed.
There's a simple way to know if any of this is true. Let the United Nations in. Give the independent observers access. Give NGOs access. Allow humanitarian access. Let the world see what is going on.
Russia's permanent representative to the United Nations, Vasily Rabentsia, dismissed the allegations.
Today's meeting, which was convened upon the request of the United States and Albania, has every chance of becoming a new milestone in the disinformation campaign unleashed by Ukraine and its Western backers against our country.
Ukraine has admitted it carried out airstrikes at Russian military bases in annexed Crimea last month, marking an expansion of the conflict. At least one person was killed and equipment destroyed at an airbase. Russia uses the peninsula as a major base to attack Ukraine. The war continues to drive large-scale displacement. The UN's Under-Secretary General for Political Affairs, Rosemary DiCarlo, says the number of Ukrainian refugees recorded across Europe has surpassed 7 million, a jump of 300,000 in the space of 2 weeks.
The longer it continues, the greater the risks it poses to international peace and security. We need peace in Ukraine, peace founded on respect for the UN Charter and international law. All wars are tragic, but none more than wars of choice.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.